Commentator Eboo Patel came to the United States as a young child from India. He's a practicing Muslim. Growing up, he had a tough time assimilating. He has this story of how Woody Guthrie helped him to blend his various identities as he tried to put his baby son to sleep.
At 3 a.m., the baby is still crying. My wife has been up for hours trying to calm him. Finally, she hands him to me and says, "Your turn." I try to hold him, but his head rolls off my forearm. I try to rock him, but it feels more like a rattling. "Sing to him," my wife calls from the bedroom. I start in on the first song that comes to mind. "I've roamed and rambled, and I've followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me." I learned this song 22 years ago. It's a song that belongs to me, to every pebble and person in this country. A song that now belongs to my son Zaid, too. When my wife and I give Zaid a bath, she prays the Shahada while sponging his face. It is the Muslim declaration of faith, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadu Rasulullah." There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his messenger. And when my mother-in-law visits, she speaks to Zaid in Gujarati, the language of his Indian ancestors. "Gemcho," she says when she picks him up. "How are you?" This is how our son will be raised, with American folk songs, Muslim prayers, and Indian salutations. But I remember a time when I thought those three traditions could only ever be at odds. I grew up being an American at school, an Indian at home, and a Muslim in the prayer hall. I couldn't stand it when my mother packed samosas and mangoes in my lunchbox. It was the food of foreigners. I secretly hoped that Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting, would never come. I started to wish that the parts of me that were India and Islam would disappear altogether. I remember the moment my idea of America expanded. It was in college, when my friend Jeff handed me books of American poetry. Reading Walt Whitman was like traveling to a whole new country. "I am large. I contain multitudes." Discovering Langston Hughes was like finding a power I never knew I had. America never was America to me, and yet I swear this oath, America will be. My son fell asleep that night to Woody Guthrie songs. I placed him back in his crib and whispered the Shahada in his ear. He too will sing America, in Indian languages, Arabic prayers, and the poetry of possibility.
"This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me."
Eboo Patel is the executive director of the Interfaith Youth Corps and the author of Acts of Faith. He lives in Chicago.
"Me, that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me."